Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome to Studio Classroom. Today we are finishing up a lesson we started yesterday.
That's right, our lesson is called The Road to Independence, and we're talking about the transition that people go through when they are a child. Then they go through the teenage years and become an adult.
Yeah, they want more and more freedom, but that comes with more and more responsibility, and we need to go through a process to learn how to be able to handle all of that, how to manage it. Well, friends, we'll talk about this today through an interesting conversation between two people. Let's jump into it now.
The Road to Independence.
I can't bear being treated like a child anymore. Mom still asks where I'm going, who I'm with, and what time I'll be back.
That's because you're living at home. To them, that means regulations.
I'm almost 18. I have a job, pay for my own phone, and get good grades. What more do they want?
Proof that you can handle freedom and won't misuse it.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 regulation 这个名词，意思是规章、规则。例如 ，The new park regulations require visitors to keep dogs on leashes and throw their trash in the garbage before leaving the picnic area.
新公园规定游客必须系好狗链子，并在离开野餐区前将垃圾丢入垃圾桶。
Regulation 的动词是 regulate, 意思是管理、控制。譬如 ,The government regulates traffic in busy areas so drivers can travel safely during rush hour.
政府在繁忙地区实施交通管制，以便驾驶人在尖峰时段能安全行驶。
Regulate 的形容词呢是 regulatory, 意思是管理的或是监管的。例如The company must follow regulatory guidelines to ensure its products are safe and meet all legal requirements before selling them.
该公司必须遵守监管准则，以确保其产品在销售前既安全又符合所有法律规定。
Well, friends, I am not a teenager anymore, but today we get to hear from two young people as they describe the struggles of longing for independence.
We meet Nina and Josh in our conversation today, and it sounds like Nina is kind of upset. She says, I can't bear being treated like a child anymore. She can't stand it.
She can't handle it.Mom still asks where I'm going, who I'm with, and what time I'll be back. Her mother is concerned for her.
She is. And Josh seems to understand where Nina's mom is coming from. He says, that's because you're living at home. To them, that means regulations.
Yeah, that means regulations. That means there are rules involved with it. Well, Nina says she's almost 18.She's almost an adult. She has a job, she pays for her own phone, and she gets good grades.
Well, it sounds like Nina is quite a responsible young person here, and she asks a question. What more do they want?
What more do they want? Sometimes when you ask that question, you're not really asking for an answer to it. You're just expressing your frustration or sometimes surprise.
Here's another example.I cleaned everything, and they're still not satisfied. What more do they want?
What more do Nina's parents want? Proof that you can handle freedom and won't misuse it. So here, Josh has an answer to the question.
He does. He thinks what Nina's parents are looking for is proof. Proof is facts or information that shows something is true.
For example, he needs proof before he believes that the experiment worked.
So that's what Nina's parents are looking for. They're looking for proof that she can handle freedom and won't misuse it. What do we mean when we say the word misuse?
Yeah, think about other words that start with miss. It often means to do something wrong in a way. Well, here it's to use something in the wrong way.
Here's an example. Misusing medicine can be dangerous. So here the concern is that if Nina gets too much freedom, she will misuse it, and then her parents won't be able to trust her anymore, or maybe she'll make some kind of mistake.
Yeah, we could think of a more extreme example. Think of an 8-year-old whose parents say, "Today you can eat whatever you want." Will that kid misuse that freedom? Will he eat very unhealthy foods? Of course.
Yeah, probably. They might misuse what their parents have told them to do. And that's the concern here. But I think because Nina is a teenager, maybe the mistakes that she would make could be even bigger.
Yeah, they could be even bigger, but hopefully she has a little more responsibility than a young kid. She's at that age where she's learning how to handle that.
Yeah, and it sounds like she is a pretty responsible teenager. She already has a job and pays for some of her own things herself. Let's find out about some of the other concerns she might have in the next part of our conversation.
The road to independence.
That's the problem. I need their trust to earn freedom, but I need freedom to earn their trust.
Yeah, it's a circle.
It feels like they want me to be a child forever.
You're growing up, but to them, you're still the kid who needed help with homework.
I don't want to quarrel with them. I just want them to listen.
Then talk to them calmly about what you need to try on your own.
Calmly 这个副词意思是镇静的或是轻缓的。譬如 When the baby started crying at night, the mother calmly picked him up and rocked him gently. 当宝宝半夜开始哭时，妈妈镇定地抱起他，轻轻地摇晃。Calmly 去掉字尾的 ly 就变成动词 calm。它的现在分词 calming 可以当形容词用，意思是平静的。譬如The sound of gentle rain created a calming atmosphere for the campers who were sipping hot drinks in the wooden shelter. 细雨声为那些在木屋里喝着热饮的露营者营造了一股宁静的氛围。Calm 也可以当名词哦。成语 The calm before the storm 字面意思是暴风雨前的宁静，它常常用来形容大事发生前的短暂平静。譬如The quiet office felt like the calm before the storm as everyone waited for the manager to discuss the sudden changes. 安静的办公室就像是暴风雨前的宁静，因为大家都在等待经理前来讨论突如其来的变动。
So in that last section, we learned that Josh thinks Nina needs to prove her ability to use freedom well and make good decisions. Let's talk now about how Nina might be able to do that.
Okay, well, Nina isn't so sure that this is possible. She says, that's the problem. I need their trust to earn freedom, but I need freedom to earn their trust.
Okay, and because she says it that way, Josh describes it this way. He says, it's a circle. This is a situation where one problem depends on another, creating a never-ending loop that you can't solve.
There's a very, very common example of this that you might have experienced yourself, friends. I need experience to get a job, but I need a job to get experience. It's a circle.
It's a circle. But I don't know if I agree with Nina here. She already has a job and some other responsibilities. I think she's already showing her parents some of that responsibility.
So you think that maybe it could be the parents' problem? They're not willing to let go?
I don't know. Or maybe it's still early. Maybe she hasn't shown it quite enough.
That makes sense. Well, let's read on and see if we can learn a little more about this, friends. Nina says, "It feels like they want me to be a child forever." Garrett, unfortunately, I think she might be right, because as a parent, I can say, I feel this way sometimes. Sometimes I want my kids to stay little forever.
Yeah, you want to take care of them, look after them, and you don't want to think about them growing up and having their own lives.
Yeah, and their own problems, too. Well, Josh has an answer here. He says, you're growing up, but to them, you're still the kid who needed help with homework.
Right, but of course, the reality is she is growing up. Nina says, I don't want to quarrel with them. I just want them to listen.
Quarrel is a great word for you to know, friends. This is a noisy argument or a fight, but we're talking about a fight with words. It's an argument.
Yeah, for example, they had a small quarrel in the playground.
Nina doesn't want to fight with her parents. All she wants is for them to listen to her.
And Josh says, then talk to them calmly about what you need to try on your own.
Ah, so Nina needs to be doing some things on her own. If you do something on your own, this means that you do it without help from others.
For example, it is important to do many things on your own so you can learn how to do them, like washing your own clothing.
Some people might offer to help you, and you could say, no, thank you. I'd like to try this on my own first.
So it seems like we're going back to one theme from yesterday's lesson. It is very important to have good communication when you're trying to get more independence.
Yeah, it definitely does sound like that. And I think so far what it sounds like is Nina just needs to give this more time, and her parents need to make sure that they're listening to Nina's thoughts and opinions. Well, we do have more to learn about this in just a moment, friends. Right now, it's time for us to go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Growing up. When I was about 12, my mom caught me sneaking cookies before dinner again. She sighed and said, "When are you going to grow up?" I sat there thinking, grown-ups were boring. Fast forward a few years, and now I'm the one reminding my little cousin not to leave socks everywhere. Turns out, growing up is about becoming more responsible, mature, and ready to handle life like a big kid. Grow up means to become an adult, both physically and in behavior. We use it to talk about maturing, taking on responsibilities, or leaving childish habits behind. Sometimes it's said teasingly, sometimes seriously. For example, my brother finally grew up and started doing his own laundry without being asked. Or, stop complaining about the rain, grow up and grab an umbrella. Here are some more grow phrases. Grow into means to gradually become comfortable with something new, like a role or a piece of clothing. For example, at first the new school felt strange, but I grew into it and now I love my classes. Grow on means something or someone starts to seem better or more likable the more time you spend with it. For example, I didn't like broccoli at first, but it grew on me after trying it with cheese. Looking back, that cookie lecture was my mom's way of helping me grow up a little. Now I save the snacks for after dinner, most of the time. growing up happens bit by bit, and it's okay if we take our time. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The Road to Independence.
And if they still say no?
Then keep showing them you're capable. Independence isn't something you announce, it's something you demonstrate.
I wish it didn't take so long.
But it does. For you, it's about gaining freedom. For them, it's about learning how to let go.
Announce 这个动词意思是宣布、宣告。譬如 ，Many students are excited to hear the school announce the competition winners tomorrow morning. 许多学生都很期待听到学校明天早上宣布的比赛获胜名单。Announce 的名词是 announcement， 意思呢是公告或是宣告。譬如 ，During dinner, the parents made an unexpected announcement.That the family would be moving to a new state in 2 weeks. 晚餐时，爸妈突然宣布全家将在两周后搬到别州。Announce 的过去分词 announced 前面加上 un, unannounced 可以当形容词或是副词，当副词的意思是未预告的或是突然的。譬如 ，My cousin arrived at my house unannounced yesterday.Bringing souvenirs from the latest country she had visited. 我表姐昨天突然登门造访，带来了她最近去的国家的纪念品。That's all for today's Language Lab. See you next time.
So Nina and Josh are finishing up their conversation. Let's see what they have to say next.
All right, before our break, we saw that Josh suggested that Nina talk to her parents calmly,and tell them what she needs to do on her own. Now, Nina says, and if they still say no?
Yeah, what if her parents say no, even if she calmly explains what she feels like she needs? Well, Josh has an answer for her. Then keep showing them you're capable.
Capable, friends, is when you have the ability or skill to do something.
For example,Everyone is capable of great things. It just takes things like hard work and sometimes a bit of luck.
The word capable is also a way that we could describe someone in general. You could say that that person is very capable. That means that they can do most things well or handle things on their own.
And it's important to show your parents some proof that you're capable of being responsible if you want more independence.
And Josh has a really great point here in his next sentence. He says, independence isn't something you announce, it's something you demonstrate.
Okay, what does that mean? Well, to demonstrate something is to show it clearly. You do this by your actions or by giving a good example.
Here's another example of how you could use demonstrate in a sentence. Let me demonstrate it for you. Demonstrate how to use the tool. This just means you're showing someone how to use the tool.
Yeah, the important distinction is you're not just describing something or talking about it. You're actually going out and doing it so that others can see.
So what Josh is saying here is you don't just say, Mom and Dad, I am independent now.You do things that show them you are independent and responsible, that demonstrates to them that you can handle things on your own.
Yeah, and I think Nina does know this. She knows that this is the right way to go about it. She's just frustrated with how long it's taking. That's why she says, I wish it didn't take so long.
Yeah, I can understand why she feels this way, because those teenage years are a span of 6 years.The difference between a 13-year-old and a 19-year-old is huge. There is so much to learn and experience during that time frame.
Right, and the experience of those years for each person and each family is going to be slightly different. Well, Josh does have one more thing to say here. He says, but it does take a long time. For you, it's about gaining freedom. For them, it's about learning to let go.
We talked about the idea of letting go in our article yesterday. Let's review that term again together now. To let go means to release or to stop holding on to something.
For example, it's time to let go of your anger. It's not helping you or anyone around you.
Well, Garrett, let's talk about this for a moment. Nina feels like she's already demonstrating to her parents that she's ready for independence. Do you think there's anything else she could be doing to show them that she's really ready for them to let go?
That is a good question. I wonder what the situation is for her in life right now. It sounded like she's coming up on age 18. So she's right around that age when people finish up high school. Is she doing the things she needs to do to get ready for her next steps, whether that's going to college or trying to figure out what sort of career she's going to go into?
I think that is a really great point. When parents see that you have your next steps already planned, they're more likely to let you figure it out. Another thing I want to mention is something we talked about yesterday. It's that idea of communication. Sometimes as we get older, we're less and less willing to communicate with our parents and tell them things about our lives. But the more we shut them out, the less they trust us. So maybe Nina isn't sharing as much with her parents as she could be.
Yeah, and I think it could be something we should keep in mind that sometimes difficult things are going on in life, or things where you feel like you have failed or not succeeded. Don't hide those things. Hiding them doesn't build trust.
That's another great point. All right, friends, we're going to talk about this even more in just a moment, right after we go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词加 can't bear 加动名词或不定词这个句型。Bear 的意思是容忍、忍受。Can't bear 表示无法忍受某件事情，后面常接动名词或不定词作为受词，例如 I can't bear to see her cry 或 He can't bear waiting in line， 语义与 I can't stand 相同。 Can't bear 后面如果接 being 加过去分词的结构，意思则是无法忍受被以某种方式对待或处于某种状态。来看例句。She can't bear being lied to by her best friend. 她无法忍受被最好的朋友欺骗。
We've come to the end of our lesson, which means we have a talk about it question to discuss. When do you think a teenager should be able to make more of their own decisions?
What do you think, friends?I would say there's no one answer to this. Every kid and every family situation are different. I would say kids younger than a teenager can start to get some independence in some things, but the true age is probably around 18 or 19.
Yeah, probably. But this is a topic that is up for discussion, friends. What do you think? When do you think a teenager should be able to make more of their own decisions? Talk about that in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.